And welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 410, 60 degrees with rain showers moving through our area. And like every Tuesday, we bring in Tommy Marquez, a Navy veteran, a senior staffer in Congress for many years, and now he helps us navigate that veteran system and gives us the information and news that's out there about our veterans and military. Tommy, thanks for joining us, and I do warn you in advance, we have storms moving through our area, so we might have the EAS chime in.
Yeah, I just heard it. Hello, Lackawanna County. I hope you guys are all driving safe on those roads with this bad weather.
So what do we got? A lot of news coming out today, a couple of things, and you're on top of both of them.
Wow. Yeah, so some really, really good news right off the back. And this just happened. You've been driving in your car, fighting the storm out there. You probably did not hear this yet. The Supreme Court just ruled within the last hour that President Trump has the authority to implement his ban on transgender individuals serving in the military. Now, there's been some lower court rulings that have come out. We all know, we're familiar with it, with President Trump's policy blocking his ability to make this ban on the transgender service members and separating these individuals due to gender dysphoria and saying, hey, it's a mental health disorder. We're actually going to separate these individuals. Several of them sued. They had been going through a process. These lower courts, and here's your real constitutional crisis, intervening in who the president of the United States can and cannot have in the military. There's a real constitutional crisis. They had no authority to do that. The Supreme Court went on a 6-3 ruling today that the Trump administration's emergency request to go ahead and separate those people and to remove the nationwide injunction from separating those service members is lifted. And so they're going to continue with the process. But by lifting this block, it pretty much signals that the Supreme Court is going to rule in favor of the Trump administration and that he's got direct constitutional authority. The idea is extremely dangerous that lower courts can have, especially when they go out there and they shop for these judges in California, New York, and all these areas, D.C., to get these rulings, that these judges are going to be able to affect who the president of the United States, who has complete constitutional authority, who we can let into the military, who we can choose to promote in the military, who we can choose to remove from the military, is extremely dangerous. Can you imagine if, you know, the president came in and said, hey, listen, we're only going to have these certain individuals now, or we're going to go and invade this country in response to this, and these courts were able to block it. It's just ridiculous. It never should have happened. The Supreme Court, I think, did the right thing today. And listen, I'm a believer in that the president has this authority because it's in the Constitution. If this was President Biden, he was doing the exact same thing. As long as they follow the steps, I would be in support of this, too. You cannot take away the president's authority to do things that are directly in the Constitution. And these judges ought to be penalized for it. Now, well, that's, you know, a little controversial. Here's something that's not, Robin. I was hoping that this will be the lead story, but I'm actually happy about that ruling. This is kind of troubling, actually. The VA has come out today, Secretary Collins, and he said that they are moving the department that handles survivor benefits and needs out of the VBA, the Veterans Benefits Administration, which is a, you know, there's a tier system within the VA, and they're moving it to fall directly underneath the office of the secretary. And the reason why is simple. They were failing. That department was not doing a very good job. But it's not necessarily the department's fault. That department only has 5 personnel. And between the department of people who are handling people's worst time in their lives, when people are in just total grief and frustration, and the last thing they need is bureaucracy and red tape, that department had to go through 9 people out of that department before it reached the secretary of the VA's office. So imagine if you go to make a return at Walmart, okay? And I know that's a gross oversimplification and nowhere near as serious as the death of a service member or a retired military service member. But imagine if you go to Walmart, the amount of frustration you would have, Rob, and I'm sure your listeners can understand this. If you went there, they say, hey, we approve this return. It makes, you didn't open it. You didn't touch it. Totally makes sense. But now you got to go through 9 other people before we can issue this return. Everybody would be frustrated with something simple like that. Could you imagine that times 1,000? Because that's what it is when you lose a loved one, especially, you know, service members, because there's just such a difficult process as it is when somebody dies in the military or is a veteran and they're a military retiree to get their benefits transferred over. And the sheer fact that these people had to go through this horrible process that are working for these 5 individuals, which I'm going to just throw this out there. I think 5 individuals is not enough for that department, to be honest with you. But they had 9 people to go through to get approval for policies that are already in place for simple things that are timely like this is ridiculous. But this also goes to another point. We're at 100 days in now, Rob, of the Trump administration. And despite all the, I mean, we had on your, on WILK radio, on your network there, we had Governor Shapiro come on and misrepresent the truth. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here, or misunderstand the truth, and said that nurses were being fired at the VA. Actually, the VA is getting more efficient, and it has grown. Case in point, we're 100 days in, no one's VA service-connected disability has been taken away from them, despite everything we saw on social media. No nurses, no doctors at the VA have come forward and said that they were fired as part of the mass layoffs at the VA. I have not seen one. And believe me, if there was a nurse being fired, a doctor at the VA, veterans were being denied care, they would run stories on it day and night on the mainstream media. That has not happened. And to also put a little shiny bow on this, the VA's budget is actually increasing. That is correct. You heard me right. The VA's budget is going to grow by 9.8% from the 2024 estimate. It's going to grow to $369.3 billion. That is a requested amount that is being asked by the Trump administration. And the White House is asking for a 4% boost on VA funding for 2026. So the VA's budget is growing by, you know, a lot here. And I'll give everyone just a quick reference on this for those who don't know when we talk about the VA's budget. In 2001, prior to 9/11, when they were doing the budget for the Department of Veterans Affairs, the overall budget was $48 billion. $48 billion with a B. $25 was for mandatory spending, so that was compensation and pension, your service-connected disability funding, and discretionary funding, which was like Medicare for veterans, was $23 billion. In 2015, the budget was $159 billion. So they had grown 3 times by 2015, which made total sense because we were in a major, 2 major wars, the longest wars in American history. It had about $94 billion in mandatory funding. That is your compensation, your service-connected disability, your pensions, all the people who work in those departments, and about $58 billion in VA programs for healthcare. So now, as of the proposed budget, or the actual budget we have now, is $369 billion, and it's going to go up 4%. It's one of the few budgetary departments that is asking for an increase under the current White House administration.
Thank you, Tommy. So here, as we were talking about, you have the 100 days in this administration, all the gloom and doom, these cuts and that were they were screaming and all over the TV ads and these members of Congress were talking about, none of them ever came to fruition. And actually, you're talking about increasing the VA budget. And you add that to Secretary Collins' efforts to cut out the fraud, waste, and mismanagement, which they have done, lot more money available to help our veterans.
Absolutely. And for those of us, you're a law enforcement officer for a long time in New York. You know this to be true. This is, you know, just rampant anywhere you go. Just because we have large numbers, right, and I don't necessarily associate that the budget increasing means better service. I don't. But the same thing with the number of personnel at the VA.
Tommy, sorry about that, but we're under a tornado warning here, and we got to get the traffic and weather so I could see if there's a feed for this tornado warning. Tommy, thanks for the information today. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, no problem, Rob. Thank you.
I'm going to skip the normal weather right now because we do have a tornado warning for our area. It looks like it's just south of Honesdale. This line of storms, though, with some hail being reported in Honesdale, hail being reported in Stroudsburg, and hail being reported out to the west of us as Wellsboro. But this line of storms goes from all the way from Honesdale down south of Stroudsburg. So it just goes to show how much of that storm is there. It's a little east of us here, but are still within our listening area. It looks like Honesdale is where the tornado warning is been isolated to. That's where they have the radar signature of a tornado on the ground, which is not been seen by a spotter, but they do have the radar signature. So most of the severe, actually the three active tornado warnings are to the east of our listening area now, kind of on the edge, going all the way from, I know he keeps talking about Lake Como down to just south of Stroudsburg. There are three separate tornado warnings. Now for our area in the valley, especially right here in Pittston, up through Scranton, it looks like you're going to have a lull in the action. We might even see some breaks of sun over the next 20, 30 minutes, but there is another line of storms out near Williamsport, all the way down to Harrisburg, up towards Wellsboro. They are already spawning rotation and radar identified tornado warnings. So that is going to be in our area here in our valley, probably in the next half hour to 40 minutes. Right now, they're already picking out Blooming Grove. Right now, there's just a new tornado warning that just popped up out there. So that is headed our way as we talk here. I know he's talking about the map, and you know, we're trying to bring the local broadcast here, but on radio it doesn't transition well, so I just wanted to bring it to you. If you're looking outside and says, well, it's not doing anything right now here in Pittston, or it's not doing anything in Wilkes-Barre right now, we will have a lull for the next half hour, 20 minutes, but there is another line of severe storms that's already spawning radar identified rotation and tornado warnings coming our way again. So just because you don't see it out there now, but the majority of what they're talking about is already to the east of us, Stroudsburg, Honesdale, all the way down to, all the way up to Lake Como. And it's severe. There's three separate tornado warnings. They have hail reported. They have three radar-identified tornadoes. There have been no pictures or sightings of tornadoes, so this is just a Doppler radar identified. But it is coming through our area, and there is another line of storms that will be coming through our area in the next half hour, 40 minutes. So we're going to take a break now, and we're going to keep you updated on the storms as they come through. Time for the NEPA Premium Perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for Mizu Sushi Hibachi. Get a $30 voucher for only $15. Only Premium Sushi and Bocce Steakhouse in the area, offering supreme dining at excellent prices. Available for parties and full bar. Located at 244 Highland Park Boulevard in Wilkes-Barre, visit GetMyPerks.com for all the details. Well, welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. We're going to get to a little today in history today between storms. Again, the majority of those tornado warnings are already to the east of us, but we do have another batch coming in about 40 minutes or so. So just be aware that if it's clearing up outside, it looks a little not too bad. There's more coming, so hopefully everything's good. Some major historical U.S. events. 1882. The Chinese Exclusion Act signed. President Chester A. Arthur signed the Chinese Exclusion Act, making the first significant law restricting immigration to the United States, specifically targeting Chinese laborers. This was 1882. 1935, Works Progress Administration, WPA, established. President Franklin D. Roosevelt created the WPA to provide public works jobs during the Great Depression, employing millions of Americans in various infrastructure projects. 1937, the Hindenburg disaster. The German airship Hindenburg caught fire and crashed while attempting to dock in Lakehurst, New Jersey, resulting in 36 fatalities. The disaster was widely publicized and marked as the end of the airship era. 1954, Roger Bannister breaks 4-minute mile. British athlete Roger Bannister became the first person to run a mile in under 4 minutes, clocking in at 3:49.4 during a meet in Oxford, England. 1994, the Channel Tunnel opens. The Channel Tunnel connecting England and France beneath the English Channel officially opened, symbolizing a significant engineer achievement and fostering closer ties between the UK and mainland Europe. 2004, President Bush apologizes for the Abu Ghraib abuses. President George W. Bush publicly apologized for the abuses of Iraqi prisoners by U.S. military personnel at the Abu Ghraib prison following the release of disturbing photographs and reports. Some notable birthdays today, 1856, Robert E. Peary, American explorer known for claiming to be the first person to reach the North Pole. 1931, Willie Mays, legendary Major League Baseball center fielder celebrated for his exceptional hitting and fielding skills. 1945, Bob Seger, American rock singer-songwriter known for his hits like Night Moves and Old Time Rock and Roll. 1963, Tony Blair, former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, serving from 1997 to 2007, again his birthday. And George Clooney, American actor and filmmaker recognized for films like Ocean 11 and such. I'm getting reports also, breaking news from Europe, India actually, Asia, that from the BBC World News says that India says it has launched strikes on Pakistan and Pakistan-administered Kashmir. This is coming 9 minutes ago. Now, there have been some video floating around for the past half hour of large explosions, and they said that this is the same thing, but people are saying online that that is old footage from something totally irrelevant. But this is coming from BBC News, and it's saying that India says it has launched strikes on Pakistan. So there's a lot of both news coming out from BBC and the internet doing what the internet does, putting false propaganda out there to try and make this either bigger than it is or displaying video that's not related to it. So you have to be careful what you're seeing out there and what you're posting. I saw the video of the explosions and the information that this is not coming from India-Pakistan area. This is earlier explosions from Afghanistan, old footage. But now it's coming from BBC World News that India said it's launched strikes on Pakistan and Pakistan-administered Kashmir. The danger here is both India and Pakistan are nuclear powers. And if this grows out of control, which there have been skirmishes over the past few weeks, and tensions have been rising, this could be very dangerous. So I'm going to look into this a little bit more, but it appears from BBC World News, India has announced that it has launched strikes on Pakistan and Pakistan-administered Kashmir. So we'll just keep our eye on that, because that's not a good thing for that part of the world. It's 4:53 here at WILK. We'll be back. Let me tell you about goodfeet.com. Good Feet store, located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard across from the Olive Garden, making it easier than ever to feel your best. Say goodbye to foot pain and hello to personalized comfort with Good Feet arch supports. There's no waiting. Their arch supports are immediately available, so you can experience the difference today with a free test walk. And listen, you go in, test them out. They'll take an imprint of your foot. They'll walk you through the process. You put them in, you take a test walk. If they feel good, then just imagine how good they'll feel after using them for a while. And listen, it took a couple of days, but immediately my pain was gone, and I've dealt with pain for years, all the way up to the point where I had to get nerve ablations to basically fry the nerves. That's how much. I could not walk at times. They are located right here, 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton. You can call them at 570-534-0980 or check them out online at goodfeet.com. Because you're not going anywhere without good feet. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. I have some more news on this India-Pakistan issue. Indian forces have attacked Pakistan with missiles in three locations. Pakistan's military spokesperson is quoted by the country's state TV as saying there are also reports of intense shelling and loud explosions in border areas of the Pakistan-administered state of Kashmir, according to Reuters news agency. Relations between India and Pakistan had declined sharply following a deadly militant attack on tourists in Kashmir last month. India accuses Pakistan of backing cross-border terrorism, a charge Islamabad flatly denies. Pakistan vows to respond to this cowardly attack. A spokesperson for Pakistan's military says Islamabad will respond to this attack at a time and place of its choosing. All of our Air Force jets are airborne. This is a shameful and cowardly attack that was carried out from within India's airspace, the spokesman adds. India says 9 sites targeted. The Indian government says its forces have launched Operation Sindoor, hitting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-administered Kashmir, from where terrorist attacks against India have been planned and directed. In a statement, the Indian government says 9 sites have been targeted. Our actions have been focused, measured, and non-escalatory in nature. No Pakistani military facilities were targeted. India has demonstrated considerable restraint in selection of targets and method of execution. This statement adds to the attack was ordered after last month's deadly militant attack on tourists in India-administered Kashmir. So this is surely an escalation of issues here. Pakistan saying its jets are in the air to respond. It'll be at a time of its choosing. India state media, their government, is saying that they have targeted terrorist targets, excluding Pakistani military targets, and have selected those targets carefully. This could get out of control rather quickly. And this has been building for a while. This has been building over years, to be quite honest. There has been a treaty between Pakistan and Israel. They are both nuclear powers. And we'll have to see if this de-escalates rather quickly or not. If there is a counterattack by Pakistan, where does that leave things now? India has put out a press release on its Operation Sindoor. Indian armed forces carried out precision strikes at terrorist camps this evening. So there is an official statement from the Indian government here. So this is, in fact, ongoing. We'll keep our eye on this, and hopefully at this point there is a pause and some calm, and it doesn't escalate any further. That being said, we also have the tornado warnings moving through our area, mostly to the east of us now, but there are another line of storms coming within the next half hour. We'll keep you updated on them. It's 5 o'clock here at WILK.